In the studio today, two guests, two young librarians from Kenya and Uganda, winners of Research for Life Libraries, supporting researchers worldwide. Hello.
My name is Cynthia Kimani. I work at the Kenya Medical Research Institute headquarters, Nairobi, Kenya, and I'm a systems librarian in charge of the electronic part of the library.
My name is Onan Mulumba. I work as an agricultural librarian at Makerere University in Uganda, and I'm a specialist in that field.
What's your feeling, Onan, after receiving this award? What does it mean to you or what it is?
I feel this is a whole new world to me because I didn't expect it. And I think now this is a new level in my career, and it gives me courage to move this career forward. And I think it also gives me an opportunity to seek for more new ways of serving users in the same field of librarianship.
Could you explain to me, just in two words, what Research for Life Library competition is?
Well, I applied to the competition because I felt I could share my experiences with the rest of the world. And I thought this could give me another opportunity to move my career to the next level. Much as I was a winner, I also thought it the other side, that if I had not won, what would happen? I knew that even after I'd made my input, the researchers and the community out there would have had at least something from my experience and how best I've made use of my skills in providing information.
Cynthia Kimani, you're also a librarian and chosen from a field of 45 applicants by a judging panel of 12 international experts in research capacity building. Why do you think your role has been recognized?
I think my role has been recognized because I call it the voice for the voiceless, and they are called unsung heroes because we are working behind the scenes as librarians and assuring that the researchers and the scientists, ensuring that the researchers and the scientists get the information. And when we get the impact out there, when the innovations are done at the end of the day, we are the people who gave the vital information from the beginning. So I felt I should get into this competition to encourage other upcoming librarians and to know that we are not just in the four walls. We are now librarians without borders.
Librarians without border, but librarians who have moved from the traditional way of libraries or a practicing library and to the new way, more virtual, digital. What does it take as new skills to take on board?
For a librarian now, as I speak without borders, it means we are moving from the analog to the digital, and it means the library is now becoming more virtual. So it means for you as a librarian, you have to equip yourself with the relevant skills, and that is the ICT skills. You must have them, and so that you can be able to train and be able to transmit whatever it is that you learn to the researcher. So when he comes to you, you'll be able to guide him effectively and also train him on how to get the key information he requires. That is why as a librarian, you require all those skills to be able to be able to disseminate the information in the right way.
Onan, is it difficult to change the mentality and change behavior towards librarians from the traditional way, an analogical way to the virtual? How do you make your new status acceptable into the science community, but also the knowledge community?
Well, changing from the traditional way of accessing print resources to accessing digital resources, or in that manner, electronic resources, it's not so easy. And actual researches have been done to find out how people feel, attitudes, how are the attitudes, how people feel about it? And you can find that a significant number of people or researchers out there still need the other former version of information resources. And the transformation has to be gradual. It just can't be sudden and change in one day and say, no, we have to change, to make everything digital within just one day. So we keep on introducing, something small, then you keep on adding on to make sure that this change or this transformation of mentality is gradual. And eventually, I know researchers are now improving. They are now having a different attitude towards the digital resources. And yeah.
What does it take today to a librarian to become virtual or to go digital?
Yeah, what it takes is for a librarian to go digital, you need to have these skills. And these skills, you just can't them. You can't have them from the abstract. You need to attend the trainings, and you need also to put in some effort to update your skills, because not all institutions will organize trainings for a librarian to update the skills. But as a librarian who feels you need change in your life before you can create or cause that impact change in others, within the research community, you need to take a step ahead and update your skills.
Cynthia Kimani, you work for the Kenya Medical Research. How do you transfer your knowledge to the users? Who are they? And how do you interact with them?
Most of our users are scientists dealing in biomedical health research, but now we have the rest also who are dealing with public health and environmental science that requires a lot of other inputs in other areas. So we also have a graduate school that cuts across the whole health, agriculture and environmental. We have a graduate school, so those are also other users that we have. And for me to relate with these the users, I've had to equip myself with the knowledge of what they are doing in each and every of these areas. And it's not equipping myself in terms of going to the classes and learning. It's knowledge sharing and understanding what they are doing, so that when they come to the library to look for the information, I am already ahead. What I would say is that it's a self-initiated thing that you need to do as a librarian. You need to have that self-initiative to go ahead and be ahead, so that when they come, you'll be able to guide the user with the knowledge of exactly what they want. So I can say there's a lot of reading to do. For us as librarians, you have to read, you have to be a little bit ahead of your users so that you can be able to assist them adequately.
Research for Life is also collaborating with UN agencies such as FAO, WHO, UNEP, etc. Where is the linkage in terms of, in your case, in terms of health? How do you interact with users when it comes to animal health, nutrition, plant diseases? Do you have some examples?
Yes, through we have consortiums whereby we have libraries that we have consortiums for libraries where we share information. And like in Kenya, we collaborate with the Kenya Agricultural Research Institute that is supported by FAO. We are KEMRI supported by WHO. And that way, when we collaborate with these libraries, for example, you find there's a user in looking for some specific, like maybe a plant disease. And if the user comes to KEMRI, we are able to guide them to the right place to go to KARI to be able to get the relevant information, or using the Research for Life programs that we already have, like, for example, Agora. As much as I'm in health, I'll be able to assist this particular user to be able to access the information that they require. So that's how we interact with
Thanks.
Them.
Thanks. Onan, what's the scope for networking beyond your borders, beyond Uganda?
The scope of the network beyond Uganda, I must say first that in Uganda we have a variety of research needs. And we have, for instance, we have agriculture being the backbone of Uganda. Almost all researchers are situated basing on agriculture. And when you look at the others, like engineering, for instance, we are having new innovations in engineering. For instance, we are in Uganda, and specifically at Makerere, we had the new Kira EV. It's an electronic, an electric car which was designed. And there are more innovations that are coming up in Uganda. When you look at the scope, it is quite diverse in Uganda. And actually, there are so many networks that are done within Ugandan institutions and then across.
What would be your message to the policymakers? Do you think that can really boost research and beyond research development?
Well, I think it can. Because if you don't change the mentality within the policymakers, nothing can change. There are some policymakers who are not aware that everything dwells on information. And where there is no information support, nothing can be done. So before we can change the trend of information, we need to first change the mentality within the policymakers. So my message to the policymakers is that they should try as much as they can to support activities that are designed to change the information support within the research era.
But at Cynthia, how do you do that? You need a new skill on board, a new skill requirement, that is knowing how to sell your products, how to sell your services. How do you sell librarians' information services?
For us, the marketing that we do is by first collaborating with other relevant departments. For example, marketing departments that we have, like the Agricultural Show of Kenya, that is, like, for example, coming up in October. Each and every institution in Kenya has a stand. And what we do as library, we are given a slot because we belong to that institution. And you go there with all that which you can be able to have and speak to the people who will come to the stand and be able to tell them what you are doing. So as much as we are having a lot of innovations, they're able to know that the library is the backbone of research. Without information, you cannot be able to reach to the end of the innovations. You have to have information, you have to have the knowledge. So the skills is that you must also have your marketing skills to be able to talk to your users and convince them that this is what I have, and this is the database, like for Research for Life, that I'm using, and this is how this is what you can access. And we get many institutions registering for these relevant databases to assist them when they go back to their institution. So the library becomes relevant in the organization.
For FAO, you know that through FAO we reach out to the farmer at grassroots level. How far do you think you would be able to reach out to the farmer? Una?
Yeah, reaching out to the farmer, I know also farmers need information. And as a librarian, I know when I get the information, for instance, through brochures, the researches that have been done, because I know there are so many farmers out there who are facing problems. For instance, a farmer is facing a problem regarding a particular plant disease, for example, pests and the like, and they have no information. But when the information is published through maybe print or electronic media, I can always move a step forward and then attend, for instance, village organized meetings if there are some farmer meetings, for instance, farmers out there have organized meetings and with, for instance, institutions, because institutions like Makerere University tend to organize meetings with the farmers to disseminate such information. I can always link up with the institution as it goes to the farmers and then go with the information and try to deliver this information which is provided.
And I suppose the day is not far when you will be able to link up from ICT to ICT with the farmer. Sure. Is that day near?
Yeah.
Or is it already there?
I can say to some extent it's already there because there is some information which is provided through mobile phones, organized through companies, telephone companies, and you send a message. For instance, there is an outbreak of this. We had a problem in Uganda where we had an outbreak of a certain type of moth which was eating up almost everything green. And such information, solutions to such information was always delivered using mobile phones.
Cynthia Kimani, your view on the way forward?
The way forward is that the impact of librarians, as I've said, is the backbone of research. Without your backbone, I don't think you can be able to walk. So libraries, for any form of research to go on, libraries must be supported, must be funded. Each and every librarian, even in the skills, the individuals and the libraries themselves, be equipped with the right equipment to be able to softwares and the technical equipment like computers so that they can be able to convey and disseminate the message and the information appropriately.
Thank you very much, the two of you, for taking part in this radio interview at the headquarters of the Food and Agriculture Organization, Onan Mulumba and Cynthia Kimani, winners of the Research for Life Library Impact Competition. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You.